Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm very excited about you continuing to be with me, continuing to hang out with me today. We got our good buddy Bill Schley back on the show. And if you go to my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, you can see lots of things that Bill has deposited with us, lots of words of wisdom he's deposited with us over the years as a member of our Brain Trust going back all the way to 2005. And that's all that's at smallbusinessadvocate.com and lots of other things, including my blog, the newsletter, the poll question. We ask a different question every week. Want to know what you think? So check that out, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Bill Schley is with us. The book is called Why Johnny Can't Brand. That's his first book. The second book is called The Microscript Rules. Bill, tell us how we can find your book.
Well, you can find The Microscript Rules. It's simple now. Just go to billschley.com. How's that? BILLSCHLEY.com.
Pretty easy.
Pretty easy. And you can get it on Amazon, too. But the microscript rules is for all you small business people out there, because I'm always finding new microscripts. The microscript rules is how to differentiate your business in a sentence or less.
Right. Yeah.
That's it. One sentence. That was it. And people say, well, what's your microscript? I said, I just said it.
An elevator pitch. It. An elevator pitch that you can do in one floor. Bill,
we've
been talking about entrepreneurs, and one of the things I know people who think an entrepreneur is only someone like the guys you described earlier, somebody who takes a small company and makes it big. That I know some people who actually say that only those guys are entrepreneurs, and I disagree with that. I think there are lots of different kinds of entrepreneurs. I even think that they are entrepreneurial employees. Entrepreneurial employees want to take risks, but they want to do it with your capital. And so I think there's a lot of different ways of defining it. And therefore, but I also know that growing your business from 10 people to 3,000 people in 8 years is not for everybody. But it is for some people. And you just need to find that out for yourself. And hopefully you find out which kind of an entrepreneur you are before you get yourself into a bind, before you climb out on a limb that you're not happy with. What do you think?
Yeah. Well, no, I think that's an amazing insight. It's amazing because I've been having the same insight, Jim. So when I realized that, you thought about something that is as brilliant as I was thinking about.
Exactly.
That's how I give you But I have to say, in the last few days, I've been thinking about that very thing, that there are lots of different kinds of entrepreneurs. And part of that's because as we get back to what the founders of this company were talking about, have been trying to say, analyze, what is it that we've done so we can keep doing it? Because we're going to go from 3,000 people to 10,000 people.
Wow.
And how are we going to still keep this entrepreneurial blood running through the veins of this company? Because big companies always talk about it, but they never do it. They pay lip service to all these things.
The biggest frustration of any CEO of a major company, any kind of publicly traded company, is having an idea and trying to get it downstream and get it all the way out to the last mile.
Right. Well, here's what they're coming up with. One of the things is that they treat their employees like entrepreneurs, and that's not just lip service. And they know that there's some entrepreneurs that start businesses that actually fly the plane and sit in the pilot seat. Mm-hmm. But there's other entrepreneurs that are helping fly that plane. But they're entrepreneurs, it's just how you define it. They're entrepreneurs because they care about an idea. They want to accomplish something. They're always got the mission in mind, and they want to build, they want to create. And if a company has to give people the empowerment to act that way. So the company has to trust its employees. The company has to trust its people to be that way and know that if they give them that leeway, people will do the right thing. They won't take from the company. They won't go off in directions. No, they will use their power and their creativity to make that human power. They will use, which is the most unlimited power you can get.
Well, and what you got to do, and I've talked about this on the show many times before, Dave. Mm-hmm. I mean, Bill. One of the things they've got to do, Bill, is they've got to. Mm-hmm. The employee has to believe that when they make a mistake, that they will be redeemed, not fired. That when they make a mistake, instead of somebody saying you're fired, they've got to believe that somebody's going to say, "Okay, that wasn't good. What did we learn?"
Especially if that person was doing his best for the company, even if he stumbled, even if he failed, because that person's going to keep doing his best.
That's exactly right.
And so listen to this. So here's another key thing, is managing. Most companies they found manage to weakness. They manage to weakness and they manage out of fear. Everyone's running around being afraid to screw up.
Yep.
And you flip that around and say, no, we are willing to manage to strengths. We find out, we believe that every employee that we hire, and you know, they go through a long process because they want people, when they hire people, they try to hire people that they think can be this way.
Right.
But we know that everybody has got some strength, has got some abilities. Everybody has talent somewhere. Yeah. We're going to find what that is in that person, and that's how we're going to deploy them within the company.
And let them run with it. Hey, Bill, I got to wrap it up. Give us the website one more time, please.
Okay. Yeah, it's BillSchley.com.
C-H-L-E-Y is the last name. Bill, like you think it would be spelled. You can find his book there, The Microscript Rules, and Why Johnny Can't Brand, and all the other things that Bill does. Hey, Bill, thanks for being here.
You bet.
Good job.
Hey,
we'll see you next time.
Thanks a lot. Okay.
Bill Schley, folks. He'll be back. I will be, too, with David Dossie right after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. It's
grapefruit wine. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.